in prayer. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing us to wake up yet another morning and to join in here on the Master's Call. Father, we ask that you just have a special hedge of protection around the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, because their obedience is why we can come here each Monday through Friday and get a word straight from you. Father God, I ask right now that you keep a hedge of protection around the Dez De Leon family and artist life. Lord, touch the speaker right now in a special way. Pour into the speaker that which you desire to be poured out to us. Lord, we know that only you can do the exceeding and the abundant, more than we can hope or ask, according to the power that worketh in us. So, Lord, we ask you right now to continue to just be our hedge of protection, to lead us and guide us, to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Lord, we know that you have worked it out for our good and your glory. So we thank you right now. We praise your holy name, and we worship you, for you are worthy, O God. So we call it done. We seal it in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and we say amen, amen, and amen. So thank you all for joining us this morning. I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Cynthia. The floor is yours.
Thank you. Good morning, Prophet Kai. We thank you this morning for greeting us this morning and starting the day with this powerful prayer. With no one's worthy like Jesus Christ. Thank you so much. And thank you, Minister Tiffany. Oh, you just, it just brings me to a smile this morning. It is so good to be just worshiping God this morning, worshiping, worshiping. And we thank you for all that you do. So we, early in the morning, God is good. Yes, my name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I am so glad to be on this call this morning. Let me share with you a little about what's going on in our company. And this morning, I want to just, our two co-founders started at October 20th, this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. They started on this journey. So we are so thankful this morning to be connected, Lord, connected this morning. Well, we start on Scripture, Psalms 88:13, but you have cried out, O Lord, in the morning come before. We have a mission statement. To enrich, enhance, empower believers as they begin their day. Amen. And just, you know, you can look at this 24/7, review this 24/7. So let me just share that we do have a website that you can go and just share with everyone. All the messages has been archived on this website, www.masterscall.net, www.masterscall.net. So we are so excited this morning, and that's where you can go and look at the speakers, the bios of all our speakers that presents on this call. The theme for this year, 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in need, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. Amen? If you've been led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry and a greeter, as Minister Prophet Kai is, and a host as yours truly, or share word from the Lord. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit your info at themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa Russell or our prayer general minister, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. So right now we are so excited about this company, be a part of this company, phenomenal company called Artists International before, which was established by the Dez De Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. Great products to help the world become healthy, wealthy, and you can also share information with everyone. Then the new motor message call this morning, every here, Monday through Friday, the call after this call. A team of great leaders giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist product. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. If you have the service of T-Mobile, Metro Pizza, or Boost Mobile, We have a free number, a bypass number, that you can call before and follow the prompts. That number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. As I share with you, this is Monday, it's Inspiration Monday, and we have one of our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherson, will be the host and the speaker this morning. Please tune in to that call. She's awesome. Just do just that. We're so grateful this morning for that. And let me just share with each and every one of you, always visit your back office. Look at what's up after. Yesterday they had double points if y'all wasn't looking. That's a part of our Cancun trip. So keep yourself in touch with that. I learned a lot from that. So just keep, that's how you accumulate your points for your trip. So please stay connected so that you all can be able to, travel to Cancun in 2020. Well, let me just stop right now. I want to introduce the speaker. She's no stranger to this call, and she really don't need to be introduced, but she's one of our co-founders also, Dr. P.K. Rotten Patton. And super fantastic, as she says. She's in North Carolina right now, but she was born in, she's a native of Monticello, Mississippi, and an alumna of the Alcorn State University, Lumen, Mississippi, and the Interdenomination Theological Center in Atlanta, Georgia. She earned her Master's Divinity, specializing in philosophy, as she awarded a doctorate in humanity from Panama City Theological Seminary in Panama City, Florida. Oh, well, let me just say, we could go on and on about her. I'm going to just drop. You know what, you guys, go to that website, and she has extensive bio. She can, oh, my God, she has extensive bio. I looked at it this morning. I often looked at it, and it's a lot, so I'm going to just skip that because she loves to share the message, and then I'm going to take up some of her time, and I do not want to do that. Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton has two children and five grandchildren that she truly loved. She recently God brought a new refreshing wind beneath her wings in the person of Brother Lester Patton. Brother Lester Patton blessings covered her life and greatly addition to her TMC family. Dr. P.K. Roberts is seasoned as a ambassador for Artists International now all the ministry in the marketplace. Dr. P.K. Roberts is one of our co-founders of the Master's Call. Without further ado, let me introduce some and present two others. Dr. P.K. Roberts, are you out there?
Out here, Honorable Cynthia Cox. How are you this morning?
I'm blessed. I woke up this morning. It's raining here in New York. I'm blessed and smiling. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you so much for what you do for our call and this ministry. I thank you, and I just am so happy that you are part of this team. I do honor this morning our psalmist, songbird, minister out of California. As Minister Sharon says, she wakes up singing with clarity. I tell you, God is holy and faithful and worthy to be praised, and you can just go out there and search and look all you want. You aren't going to find another one like him. And so I thank you, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. I thank God for you. And what can I say about that prophetess, Kai? Lord God, she is walking out the prayer answers. Congratulations on your new acquisition and matriculation here in this life. This journey we call life, and I am so excited about your news and what God is doing with you, through you, for you. Love, love, love upon you, and thanking God for his Christmas gift to you. God has a way of just blessing his children. He does. And I do want to pause and honor my sister and my friend. And I say sometimes she is absolutely a heartbeat because she called at the right time to give me a word of encouragement to just keep hanging in here and doing what it is that God would give me to do. Our own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we thank you and we love you down there in that Prairie View, Texas. And to God be the glory for all the great things that he's doing through you for us in this ministry. Everybody, as I am preparing to continue in this series, I say to my TMC family, I wrap my arms around you throughout these great United States. I don't think we've gone international yet, but I tell you one thing for sure. You all have been a blessing for me down through these 9 years. And as I am here in this Advent season, closing out not just the year of 2019, but reflecting on a decade. Good God of mercy, in 2011, Elisha David Roberts went up out of my life after 35 years. 2011, the military, where I was a chaplain for 25 years, was a door that was closed, and I've struggled with where I go. Down through these 10 years, what am I going to do, knowing that I have something in my belly and I wouldn't have been left here for nothing. Hallelujah, but bless the name of Jesus. God is so good. He knows what we need if we would just stop and listen to what he is saying to us. So let me get right into this message, because it is good, yummy, yummy, yummy. Last week I told you that we were going to be working on throughout the month of December, and that God gave me an extra week, five Mondays in the week of December. I'm going to be able to talk for 5 weeks as opposed to four. I'm going to be able to do whatever God gives me in these 5 weeks. But I'm telling you, as I'm going through these principles and studying on adversity, it is just really building me up. Hopefully and prayerfully you'll get something out of it. Last week, as I started and opened, I opened with, and the scripture is Genesis 26th chapter, and you're going to begin reading at the 12th through 34th verses. Last week we did 12 through 14, and today we're going to pick up and go farther and do probably 14 through 17. We're just going to do whatever the time will allow us to do, and I'll stop and pick up the next time. So don't get anxious about anything. God is going to give us all we need before the end of this series, okay? These lessons are so good for me. So last week I opened up with our country singer, Paul Overstreet, and his word was dig another well. As a result of reading the scripture, and you'll understand how he came to that. And this week, I'm going to reference as my singer, my queen, Shirley Caesar. The pastor, Reverend Dr. Shirley Caesar, is an awesome, awesome woman of God, and I absolutely love her. And the song that I'm going to reference is He'll Do It Again. In her verse 1, and I'm going to use her again, of course, you know, it says, you may be down and feel like God has somehow forgotten that you are faced with circumstances you can't get through. But now it seems that there's no way out and you are going under. God's proven time and time again he'll take care of you. And the chorus says, he'll do it again for you. He'll do it again. If you just take a look at where you are now and where you've been, well, he's always come through for you. He's the same now as then. You may not know how, you may not know when, but he'll do it again. So the first principle that we gave was Christians should expect adversity. Let me just chew on that just a little bit more, because we have been misled, deceived, and tricked into believing that once we say, come into my life, Lord Jesus, I give my life to you. Hallelujah. I've received the blessings of the Holy Ghost. I speak in tongues on my way to heaven, and I'm so glad that adversity is going to leap over us, leave us alone. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. But I come here to tell you this morning, not so. As a Christian, I want you to know that you basically become a target for Satan directly and indirectly. He will oppose you and cause trouble through various means, including other people. This one is a tough one right here. Lord, I'm praying over, I'm laying my hand on my own head this morning. I need to anoint myself. Government opposition. God help us today. We have a mad old. I heard you, my dear sister, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, but that man is mad up in that office. God have mercy. Jesus, madman in the office. Pray for our president. We have adversities with health problems. Yes, we do. Financial adversity. Folks are walking around here talking about I'm broke. I tell you, don't you ever call yourself broke. You may be badly bent, but you are not broke. You are not poor. That's a mentality. The devil is a liar. But you are going to have and could have financial adversity because it appears to me that it doesn't matter how much money I get, I want more. And it's just not me. It's others as I look around. It seems like the more money they get, the more they want. I don't know what that's about, but that's financial adversity. Family struggles. Lord, I don't know anybody who doesn't have somebody in their family that they wonder if they were hatched or found under a tree somewhere. How did you get on our family tree? How did you get on this branch? Where did you come from? Acting like that. Did we not have the same mama and daddy ate at the same table? What is going on? Family struggles, family adversity. And the list can go on and on and on. Because this is true, none of us should be surprised by adversity, but rather we should expect to have some adversity. Listen to this. Listen to it real good. I'm going to give you a list here, and we're going to go on into our second point. Jesus himself said, in this world, you will have trouble. But what are we to do when he comes, Jesus? Be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world, and you belong to me. You're connected with me, says Jesus, because I've overcome the world. Just know that when trouble comes, get happy about it. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul says over in Acts 14:22, we must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. And yes, that's where I want to enter. Apostle Peter said, dear friends, over in 1 Peter 4:12, dear friends, do not be surprised. Don't be caught oops at the painful trial you are suffering as though something strange were happening to you. Don't be caught off. Don't be surprised by it. And then there's James, the brother of Jesus, who said in James 1:2, consider it pure joy. Joy. I guess I can coin myself as the super fantastic queen of joy. Whenever you face trials of many kinds, consider it joy, pure joy. Oh, God, help me to get to that point. That's the prayer I'm praying for us, that we can consider it joy when we are faced with adversities. Lord, this thing is good down to my toenails this morning. Every believer, no matter how spiritual or faithful, you will face troubles and trials. We should expect adversity that will help us overcome adversity. We should expect adversity that will help us. I'm saying it again. I want you to know that I didn't make a mistake. Overcome adversity victoriously. For example, I expected my entry into the army to be difficult. I did. So I was prepared for it. But there were some days when, Lord, it got so hard that I wanted to quit. Many quit and went AWOL and left doing basic training. Many of them just said, this is not for me. I can't do this. But I am so glad that I went through the process. And now at the end of it, after 25 years, I don't even have to go to the mailbox to get my check. It just shows up in my bank account. God, I thank you. That is a successful completion of a hard, of a difficult, of many adversities, of a hardship that God brought me through. He did it once, y'all, and he'll do it again. I want you to understand. I want you to stop as you are closing out 2019. Think about that thing that was hard, full of adversity, but God saw you through. And now when you reflect on it, you see that you came through it victoriously, successfully, sitting on this side of it saying, thank you, Lord. Some didn't make it. They started with me, hallelujah, but they didn't come through with me. But I am here. I finished successfully. That's where I want you to be. Oh, God, I thank you. That thing, well, was good. Now, the second principle. Let me see how much time I got. Oh, got 4 minutes on this one. I'm just going to introduce it to you and work on it next time. How about it? Did you all enjoy that first principle? The first principle is Christians should expect adversity. I gave you a little bit more last week, gave you a little bit this week, and hey, whoo, going on to number two now. The second principle, Christians should persevere during adversity. The verses that we're going to work on today just for a few minutes is, Genesis 26:17 through 22, and I'm going to use the New International Version today. So Isaac moved away from there and encamped in the valley of Gerar, where he settled. Isaac reopened the wells that he had that had been dug in the time of his father Abraham, which the Philistines had stopped up after Abraham died, and he gave them the same names his father had given them. Isaac's servants dug in the valley and discovered a well of fresh water. But guess what? You're going to always have some haters. After they dug that well, here come the herders quarreling with those of Isaac and said, that water is ours. That water is ours. So he named that well Ethic. Why? That means dispute. They disputed him over that well. So he said, I'll take that well. And he went on and he dug another well. But here they come again, quarreling over that one. He named it Sitnam. And he moved on. And Sitnam means that they argued over it. He gave it to him. Don't want to be arguing with folks. And then he dug another well, and he named it Rahab. Okay. And it's saying, now the Lord had given us room, and we will flourish in the land. The Lord has given us room right here where we are at this time. But look how many times he has faced opposition and adversity. Look at what was going on. Every step forward led to two steps backward, it appeared. Keep in mind that in ancient times, few things were more important than wells. It was an arid land where water was rare and yet was needed for people and to live and to keep their livestock alive and flourishing. People are sending me texts and stuff, and you all know that distracts me, and that's one thing I don't like about this technology. Wells were difficult to dig through hard earth and rock, and look at all of the adversity that comes with just digging a well. And there was still success for some. And the reason others wanted to come and take what others had dug, what Isaac had dug out, is because they had not been successful in digging their own well. Serious adversity, serious setback for Isaac. But guess what? Despite the difficulties, Isaac did not throw down his shovel. He did not quit. No, he persevered. He could have sat down. He could have cried. He could have complained.
The disappointments of the past could have stopped him. The failures could have absolutely devastated him. But he did not stop. He persevered through enduring adversity. I'm going to stop here. My time is up. I'm going to pick up here with two next week. Oh, man, I got some good stuff to give you as we finish up, too. But just remember, the principle is, number one, Christians should expect adversity. Number two, Christians should persevere doing adversity. God bless you. Come on back, Honorable Cynthia Cox, and take us to the throne as we pray for our prayer request today. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, Dr. P.K. Patton-Lawless. Oh, that was the final word. Shortly after that, we come back and close us out in a benediction after a few announcements. We so thank you for that message this morning. Let us pray. Dear God, we give you thanks for another beautiful day. Hallelujah. We thank you for our health and strength, which comes from you. We praise God for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton for that series that she shared with adversity. First, Christian expected adversity this morning. We give you thanks, Lord. We just give her thanks for her health and her strength, which comes from you, Lord. We thank you for our overflow of blessings, Lord, for Dr. P.K. We thank you, Lord. We praise her name this morning. We give her thanks. We give her praise for all that she's doing, Lord. Oh, God, this is so true. I know I hear it just talking to me also, Lord. I understand, God. Father God, we thank you. We love you. We pray, God, for the two co-founders, which Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for their vision for the Master's Call and our connection here this morning. We thank them enough, Lord. We pray for our prayer warriors, our guests, our other distributors and customers that join us here on the Master's Call. We bless the Mother Oliver, Mother Joseph, Mother Eleanor, Mother Scott this morning, Lord. We pray for them, our matriarchs of our call. We pray for the sick and shut in this morning. Visit the nursing home this morning. Lord, they need you this morning. Hallelujah. They need you this morning. Pray for everyone that grieving this morning. Hallelujah. Pray for my uncle that went home to be with the Lord this weekend. Dudley Hayward in North Carolina, Lord. We pray for the family that they be squinting, Lord, that they be squinting because God is good. It's good to be good. It's good to do good. God is good all the time. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we can't. And we just want you. I know you want to hear this message again. I am going to listen to it again, and I'm going to share the message. That's important that we share this call. Let me just give you the playback number. The number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The PIN number is 957-677-pound. 957-677-pound. As I said this morning, the new motivation call was right after this call. And one of our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will be our host and speaker on that call. So plug in and share that call. That number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-pound. 294-617-pound. Thank you, Prophet Kai, for greeting us this morning, opening us up in the prayer, and thank you, Minister Tiffany, for praise and worship this morning. We certainly appreciate you. Thank you, Dr. P.K. Ross, once again for that powerful mention this morning. Would you close us out in a benediction, please?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away.
Oh, holy God. Oh, holy God. We thank you that you are helping us to understand that closing out 2019 as we deal with adversities that have just caused us so many challenges will absolutely position and posture us for the 2020 vision that you have for us in 2020. We thank you, Lord, for loving us so much. Now, we ask that your peace rest rule and abide in our lives as we go through this day, accomplishing each and every mission that you set before us. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. And everybody say, amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, TMC family.